Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Truly fascinating conversation, Antonio. It's so interesting. We opened this whole interview kind of stonering out, kind of doing exactly what you said had been done to weed over the years, and you finished it by bringing it to a higher level. You know, I've been sober for a while and I don't smoke weed anymore, but I have been very curious about the medicinal impacts of marijuana and also the nutraceutical fabric.
You said it right.
Yes, the fabric that is being created in the U.S. And I have been a skier. I have been a mountain bike racer. I raced endurance 24-hour events for years. We had Team Lung Butter because we smoked weed the whole time. and honestly, like in skiing, so many of the things you said about the benefits of a sort of higher level dosing of cannabis was true for why I love marijuana. It relaxed me more, could do long endurance events with a much more sense, higher sense of ease. You know, there was a competitive level because at that time there was really only one way, you know, we smoked it. And so it had that negative connotation to it. And you know, I got sober almost 12 years ago, and as I've seen the techniques of ingesting cannabis, I have regretted the idea that it wasn't at a higher level. So, yeah, I applaud your approach.
Well, I appreciate that. The other thing that we're really focused on is metered dosing, mm-hmm. so that you know when you do this, it's going to have this effect. So one squirt is 1 milligram, two squirts. And, you know, 1 milligram makes me feel a certain way. Right. 5 makes me feel a different way because now you can control where you go. And it's funny. You just brought something up that a lot of people aren't aware of, but runner's high, which I'm sure everyone who's ever done anything over a course of distance or time is familiar with the term runner's high. There's actually evidence that you can induce runner's high quicker with microdosing THC. Yeah. Not big blows, but just a little bit. It helps the body get to that point of ease that much faster. So if you're a runner, if you're a skier, if you are any sport that requires time and distance, cannabis, you should absolutely be using it.
Yeah, we absolutely made sure that was part of the journey. And at that time, I don't think we understood the benefits, but we were literally doing 9-10 hour rides, doing, you know, 10,000 vertical and 45 miles. So it was a big undertaking, and it really made a difference.
So Scott, it's interesting because I don't know if you realized it, but even back then you were actually speaking the same language, and that is, cannabis is not a recreational drug.
Right.
It is medicinal. Yeah. You guys knew that when you smoked, something was better. I don't know what and why.
Well, you could stay in the saddle longer. You could concentrate more. You were more relaxed. There was all those things that you talked about during the interview. And I'm really impressed that you have taken it and given it so much research and so much focus. I think that it has a bad rap. And I think, you know, because this was 20 years ago, we knew that there was a medicinal value, but we had no evidence. So somebody had to go take the initiative to do their own research, like you said, and come up with a direction for it. And it's really interesting, too, that you are a professional athlete at the highest level. And you guys have all, a number of you, your entourage of guys were all also very accomplished athletes who have all agreed that this is a benefit for people in general.
And it's just so you know, none of the guys we're talking about are like cannabis guys. Like, right. You know, I'll give you an example. Cliff Robinson is a noted cannabis enthusiast. He always has been, right? That's not the guy.
Right.
You know, my right hand is George Lynch. George didn't drink when we were playing, definitely didn't do anything with cannabis. Mm-hmm. And now he's a part of our advisory board because he recognizes the benefits of cannabis as much as anybody.
Now, do you recreationally smoke?
I don't. Never have.
Never have.
Never have. For me, it's a lung thing. I did it one summer, the summer between my senior year in high school and my freshman year in college. I was up at Southern Illinois, and my roommate, who was 3 years older, he smoked like a chimney. And so I started smoking with him, but it was like literally a 2 month run. And then I was kind of over it. Mm-hmm. And I never smoked after that. It was just, it really messes with my, you know, it makes my chest feel tight. Mm. And that is not a good feeling. So I just kind of stayed away from it.
It always messed with my social skills.
Especially. Well, it definitely did that.
The other thing a couple of things. Like I'm really moved by, you know, the people of color being, you know, the prison pipeline and sort of the repression of people having opportunities to be successful. And that voice, that I'm really grateful that we have a platform where you can come and talk about that and what you're doing with that and what you guys are offering opportunities for other people like yourselves to be successful. You know, I've been with Laura for 12 years, and you know, there's something you said during the interview that many of us can intellectualize what you go through, but not until you go through it yourself do you really understand how deeply affected people are. And the picture you painted of, you know, guys sitting in jail, you know, who were convicted of crimes 2 decades ago, and guys making more money than anybody will ever see today, and that disparity in between, and going back and fixing that is something that I think is why we're seeing the outrage that we're seeing around the events currently, is because of that gappage. And again, I'm just glad we can have you on the show to talk about that.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The last thing I'll say is I love your infatuation with the plant.
Yeah, I do.
It's like talking about a woman.
Right. Well, they're all female plants. So it is more like talking about a woman than people think, but there's really no secondary way to describe it. It's, at one point about a year ago, my wife wasn't feeling well for about a 2 or 3 week span. Right. So I was really at the farm by myself a lot. And I would be in the room pruning the plants. And that's where you just kind of cut certain parts of the plant. It's pruning. Pruning is pruning. Yep. And I swear I would be going to cut a leaf or a branch, and the plant would tell me not to cut that branch, cut this branch. And it's one of those weird things. And I've talked to other growers about it, and not just people who grow cannabis, but people who grow tomatoes or hydrangeas or whatever the case may be. And they all say that. They all say that you do get in tune, really in tune with the plant, and cannabis even more so, because cannabis and the human body go so well together. Are you familiar with the endocannabinoid system?
No. I mean, maybe, but not in verbiage.
So the endocannabinoid system is it's actual science. It exists within the human body. There's only two places in nature that endocannabinoids are found: human breast milk and the cannabis plant. The human body needs the ECS in order to regulate almost all of its functions. So imagine that there's only two places in nature you can find the cannabinoids in general: human breast milk and the cannabis plant. There is no way that there wasn't some sort of evolutionary process that happened between the two. It's just not possible.
Right.
for it to be, you know, two places in all of nature. So yeah, I'm a huge fan. My wife used to tell me I spent way too much time looking at and learning about and researching cannabis, but I love it that much. It's been all consuming, and it takes up literally all of my time now.
We're keeping an eye on you. We're ready to invest. We're gonna look at you as you grow. Again, I'm just super grateful to have you on the show, man. Thank you so much. And I do look forward to coming up and checking out Legends.
You guys are always, always welcome. And Laura, I know you're on the line. Yes. I just got to tell you, it has been absolutely fantastic. I was telling somebody the other day, when we met, I thought I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was a kid.
You were a kid, yeah.
But, you know, I thought you were like mm-hmm. way up there. I don't know if you noticed, but you were like the thing for me because you were black, you had your own business,
yeah.
and it was successful,
yes.
right? And you were articulate and smart mm. and funny and all of these things. And then now I look at it like we're the same age.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
I mean, we're not. You're still a kid, but
you're not even 50 yet, man.
You're not even 50 right? yet. But no, I know exactly what you mean, and it starts to level out after a certain age, and
after a certain age,
we're just
yes,
peers. We're colleagues now, and it's
we're
great.
Colleagues now. Yeah. But thank you so much for thinking of me and having me on. And,
oh,
and if you ever need to talk again, you guys know how to reach me, and I'd be more than happy to share anything I can with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely, thank
anything
you,
cannabis related, we are coming to you first, for yeah. sure.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Scott Talks on The Only One in the Room. Don't forget, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. We have new episodes for you every Tuesday, and we'd love to hear how you're enjoying the show by leaving us a rating or a review on iTunes. If you have a question or an Only One story and you want to be featured in the Dear Laura segment, you can email us at lcr.theonlyoneintheroom@gmail.com. See you soon.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.